Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Romwitz, and today we are beginning the fifth chapter of Maseches Brachos. Mishnah Aleph says, Ein omdim l'hispalel ela mitoch kovid rosh. A person should only get up to daven with a heavy head, a submissive attitude. He should have due reverence. Chasidim harishonim, the earlier pious ones, hayushohim sha'a achas, they would wait an entire hour, full hour, umispalim, and then they would daven, k'dei shikavnu es libam l'makom, so that they should prepare themselves, they should meditate in order to direct their hearts properly towards God. Afilu hamelech shol b'shlomo, and even if the king would inquire as to your well-being while you were saying Shemona Esrei, lo yishivenu, you should not answer him. Vafilu nachash karuch al akevo, even if a snake should wrap itself around your ankles, lo yafsik, you shouldn't break short your prayer. Let's take a look in the Tosfos Yontiv. Shah achas, an entire hour, full hour. Afal pi, shevaharbe makomos, kisha omer shah, eino rotsaloma shah davka. Even though in many places in Mishnah and Gemara, when it says an hour, it doesn't mean necessarily an hour. It's not specific, it's just a generalization. Elazman muat, but it means some small period of time. Hacha enokain, that's not the case here. Elosha mamash, it really means an hour. Umukach meha Gemara, and it's evident that this is the case from the Gemara. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Mitoch kovid rosh, you should only get up with due reverence. Akina umora, he should have zeal and he should have fear, awe. Dechsiv ivdu es Hashem beyira. He's quoting a pasuk from Tehillim, from the second psalm, which may not be as familiar. Serve Hashem with reverence, with awe. Ve'avoda zu tfilahi. And when we say avoda, what do we mean? We mean prayer. Shoim sha'a achas, they would wait a full hour. B'makom shebol hispalel, in the place that they would go to daven. So it's not like they would, you know, read a magazine. They would go to the shul, and they would psych themselves up in that location. Afilu hamelech shoel b'shlomo, even if the king would ask, how are you? If the king comes over and greets you. Bart Neuro clarifies, davka melech Yisrael, we're speaking specifically of a Jewish king, of a melech goy, posek. But if a non-Jewish king should come and inquire, then you should stop and answer him, shlo yehargenu, so he shouldn't kill you. So if Shlomo hamelech, or Chizkiyahu hamelech, if one of these Jewish kings were to come over and say you were davening, okay, fine, he'd understand. But, you know what, Idi Amin, for example, isn't going to be quite so understanding. So if somebody who's in a position to kill you for slighting him asks how you are, answer. Afilu nachash karuch al akevo, even if a snake is wrapping itself around your heel. Davka nachash, again, the example is specific. It means a snake. Shirov pa'amim enu noshech, because most of the time a snake's not going to just jump up and bite you for no reason. Aval akrav. O efe min hadvarim shevadai noshchim u mimisim posek. But a scorpion or a viper, an adder, one of the species that will definitely bite and kill someone, then again, you should stop and run away. Mishnah Beis. Mazkirin gvuros kshamim b'tchias hamesim. We remember the strength of the rains in the prayer of tchias hamesim. V'sho'alim hagshamim b'birkas hashanim. And we request rain in the blessing of the years. The Havdalah b'chonin hadas. And we say Havdalah on Saturday nights in the prayer chonin hadas. Rabbi Akiva omer, omer bracha revius bifneatzma. Rabbi Akiva says that we would say Havdalah as a fourth bracha separate unto itself, not as part of one of the existing brachas. Rabbi Eliezer omer, behoda'ah. And Rabbi Eliezer says that we would say Havdalah in the bracha of Hoda'ah, and we'll see what that is in a moment. Actually, why don't we see what that is right now? We will skip over to the Tosfos Yontiv, the Hoda'ah, Perish, Kodim, Shiyachsom, Birchas, Modim. Before the conclusion of the bracha of Modim. Modim is Birchas Hoda'ah, which is thanks. V'tamom imnei shemoda l'shem, shezika oso, lahavin l'haskil, bein kodesh l'chol. And the reason he feels it belongs there is because the person is giving thanks to God that he enables him to differentiate and to understand the difference between holy and profane. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Mazkirin gvuros geshamim. Mashiv HaRuach. This is the part that goes Mashiv HaRuach, that God causes the wind to blow and the rain to fall. She'eino lashon bakasha, el lashon hazkara u'shevach. That this is not a request for rain, it's just a remembrance of rain and a praise to God for rain. U'b'bnei she'hagashamim achas me'hagavuros shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the power to bring the rain is one of the many strengths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dichsiv, and it quotes a verse in Sefer Iyov in the 5th chapter. Ose gedolos adin cheker, hanose matar al pnei ha'aretz. So God does all these limitless wonders, one of which is that he brings the rain down on the face of the earth. Mishum hachi karilahu gevuros kashamim. Because of this, we call it the strengths of the rain. V'she'ela, we request rain. V'sein tal umatar. That's the part that says, please give us rain, please give us dew, lashon bakasha. That's in the form of a request. B'birchas Hashanim, we say that in Birchas Hashanim, mitoch shehen parnasa. That's the prayer that is for livelihood, for sustenance. So, kivu shalasan b'birchas parnasa. Because we need the rain to keep ourselves going financially and to be healthy and secure, that's why they put it there. V'havdalah, b'motzei Shabbos, on Saturday nights, and also, it doesn't say, but it's equally true, after Yontiv. B'chonin hadas, in the one who gives man knowledge. Shehi bracha rishona shel chol. Why does it go there? Because it's the first bracha that we say in a weekday Shemona Esrei. B'Yerushalmi amru, and in the Yerushalmi it says, mitnema tiknu havdalah b'chonin hadas. Why is havdalah in chonin hadas? She'im ein dea havdalah minayin. Because if you have no seichel, if you have no das, no brain, where does havdalah come from? V'chein halacha. And this is the halacha that we say the bracha in chonin hadas. It is not a separate fourth bracha by itself. It is not in modim. That is the end of the second mishnah of the 5th perek. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with the 3rd and 4th mishnayos.